Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN on a Thursday morning, January 14th. And we got a good show lined up for you here this morning. Coming up, we're going to hear from Garrison Commander Lieutenant Will McCanney from his State of the Garrison Media Roundtable that was held the other day. We'll play that in the second segment. Then get an update from the Manhattan Regional Airport from Jesse Roma. He'll be talking about the latest happenings out there. But we're going to start first, though, with another Fort Riley segment here. We've got Elizabeth Thurston from the Fort Riley Tax Assistance Center. She's a director talking with us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have joining us on the program, First Lieutenant Brittany Simon, Fort Riley Tax Assistance Center Officer in Charge. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you both on here. I know that the Post annually operates a tax assistance center, and that's for soldiers, family members, and military retirees. It'll be opening pretty soon, just a couple weeks away.
We are. We are scheduled to open and provide that service again this year. We are doing things a little differently this year due to the pandemic, but we will be running a Fort Riley tax center as we have in prior years.
Okay. So what services are you able to provide and who's eligible?
So the services that we provide are we're going to be doing federal and state tax returns. We'll do federal and state returns for 3 years, 2018, 19, and 20. And then we'll also be able to do your state return as a courtesy when we do your federal return. People who are eligible, our center provides services to active duty service members, their eligible dependents, retirees, and any reservist who's on activated orders for 30 days or more.
Okay, so several different services there. Elizabeth, how has the COVID pandemic changed the operations? What's different this year?
I think the main difference this year is that we're going to try to operate as a drop-off service. We're trying to minimize the amount of time that we are with a client, and so we're going to do what's called a drop-off service. The soldier will come in, drop off his documents. We will then have the opportunity to prepare the return, and after 3 days, we'll call them back, have them come back in, and at that point, they'll be able to review the return, sign it, and that will minimize the amount of time that they're in the office for drop-off. We anticipate that being no more than 10, 15 minutes, and the same goes for when they come back in to sign and review their return. We anticipate them in the office for another 10 to 15 minutes at most.
Okay. Obviously, a little bit of a challenge. How does that impact? So if you have to drop it off and then the tax preparer has a question here, just do like a Zoom call or a phone call, something like that?
So we will be asking for a valid telephone number where we can call them and ask questions if we have any. We'll also be able to contact them via email if they leave us an email address. So those are two means of communication in which we'll ask that they leave so that we can have that contact with them.
Okay. We mentioned it opens January 26th. When does it close for the year?
This year it closes on 15 April. It's my understanding in past years, soldiers were able to go to the legal ministry's office to have their taxes filed. But however, this year, when we close our doors on 15 April, that will be it. So it's advised that soldiers get their tax returns to us so we can process that early, especially for soldiers who will be deployed.
All right. Very good information there. And what are your hours of operation there, and where are you located at?
So our hours of operation are 0900 to 1800. However, we would take the last drop-in at 1730 to give us proper time to go over the paperwork. We will be closed on all training holidays and federal holidays. And we are located 1734, or building 7034. My apologies.
Okay, very good. And we're speaking with First Lieutenant Brittany Simon, Elizabeth Thurston, joining us here from the Fort Riley Tax Assistance Center. I imagine appointments are necessary, especially this year since it is kind of more of a drop-in service.
No, we will not be accepting any appointments. So we will not be making appointments for soldiers. We're going to be strictly drop-off service. We will have limited capacity, currently the way we have set up the lobby is we've, you know, put chairs 6 feet apart, and so we only have access for 8 or 9 clients at a time. So we'll have people coming in. But again, if you have to wait outside, it won't be for longer than 10 or 15 minutes. There'll be one in, one out when we're busy. When we actually call you back to come in to sign, you'll be able to meet with the tax preparer at that point if you have any additional questions or when you review your return. At that point, you'll be behind closed doors in an office with, you know, plexiglass and all of the COVID-19 safety measures put in place.
Okay. And what is the cost to use the services?
The services are completely free. Free. We do not charge anything to our service members. Unlike other tax preparers, we are free.
Well, that's a good deal because, you know, it can get kind of expensive if you have to go do your taxes. And a lot of us, let's face it, aren't experts at this. It's not easy.
Sure. And one thing I would like to mention, if you come to us and we prepare your taxes and the IRS gets in contact with you, we will stand behind our taxes that we prepared and we will help you through whatever the IRS is asking of you. But only if you come to us and we do your tax services.
Okay. Talk about the training that the preparers receive in order to assist clients.
Right. So currently we have 12 tax preparers. We're in training now. All tax preparers have to do a 2-week intense training. It's an IRS training. After they've trained for those 2 weeks, they will then have to test. It's an IRS test that they have to certify and test. If they don't pass the test, obviously they can't continue with the tax center. We don't have them prepare taxes here. All tax returns are prepared by, like I said, a tax preparer. However, I do want to emphasize that every tax return that is prepared by the Fort Riley Tax Center is quality reviewed by either an attorney or a CPA. So nothing leaves our office without it having a second set of eyes by a tax professional before we send it to the IRS. Our margin of error here at the Fort Riley Tax Center is very low.
All right. That gives people some good peace of mind there to know that. Again, the tax center opening up on January 26th. How many years has this tax center been open, and how many tax returns do you typically prepare in a given year?
So we've been operating for over 20 years now, longer than I've been here, so I know it's been longer than 20 years. And every year we prepare over 8,000 federal and state returns, saving soldiers, you know, millions, you know, last year was 1.7 million is what our savings were.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And were you guys impacted at all last year due to the pandemic there? Because I know things started to shut down in March.
Things started to shut down in March. We continued to operate. The Fort Riley Tax Center was compromised, and we had to close down and quarantine for 2 weeks. But we reopened up and completed the returns that we had pending.
All right.
That not to happen this year with, you know, everybody wearing their mask and not being in the building longer than 15 minutes, that we won't be compromised.
Yeah, and obviously there's a lot more things we've learned in a year about this virus, and so I think the safety protocols will certainly be helpful. I guess any other big benefits here that for soldiers who use the Fort Riley Tax Center?
I think the main benefit, as Lieutenant Simon said, is, you know, we will stand behind every return. So should you get a letter from the IRS questioning your return or adjusting your return, you just have to come back to the legal assistance office and we will, you know, deal with the IRS on your behalf. But that's only if we prepare your return.
Yeah.
Also, it's completely free. So there is no cost whatsoever. And that's a great way for soldiers to maximize their refund.
Right. And then I might add, I think another benefit is that because we've been doing this for so long, we pretty much know the ins and outs, especially when it comes to soldiers and the different locations that they've been to and what they need to claim as far as state taxes, their dependents and things like that, whereas some other companies are not as well-versed in that area. So we know what we're doing.
Yeah, I guess it could probably get tricky, too. You may have people who have only lived in Kansas for a little bit of time or maybe have spent time in several different states.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is such a good service. I'm always glad to highlight it each year. Anything else here before we let you guys go? Maybe a phone number for people to get a hold of you there?
Yeah, the Fort Riley Tax Center number is 785-239-1040. And once again, we're at building 7034. That's at the corner of Normandy and Bullard. We will open our doors on January 26th. And we can't accomplish our goal without service members. So our goal is to surpass the number of returns we did last year. So hopefully we get enough business where we can do that.
All right. We sure hope so. Take advantage if you're a soldier and you're hearing this for the first time. Make sure you take advantage of this free service. Again, free, free, free. That's always good. Elizabeth Thurston, Fort Riley Tax Assistant Center Director, and First Lieutenant Brittany Simon, with the she's a tax center officer in charge. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We will continue in focus after this. News Radio KMAN in just a moment.